Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 Star 99.9, it's Jenna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you. When at the end of a high-speed chase on an LA freeway, you get out of the car. Now cops have their guns drawn, and you do this. That's all I need to know about you. Here's commentary from the News Chopper.
All right.
Suspect doing some breakdancing here in the middle of the roadway.
Nice.
And he is definitely playing games with officers now, putting on quite a show.
I don't know if he is impaired or if he's not impaired. But
no, I think he's impaired. I think he's really, I think he's
there we go.
Either, yes, impaired.
Are you not allowed to say drunk on the air? Are you like,
impaired like, sounds better. Impaired sounds better.
That dude's wasted.
You know?
Yep.
You know, it's funny, when I lived in Los Angeles, and I've told you this before, is that there used to be a live car chase just about every week on television. And it was an amazing thing in Los Angeles because every TV station would pick it up live because every one of them had a helicopter.
Yeah.
So we'd be watching. It was like must-see television. And I swear it perpetuates the behavior of these people because they've gotten more and more showy over it over the decades there where they'll do these things. Like they'll get out and break dance, right. Or I'll stop, hang out in an ice cream truck for a minute and then get back on the motorcycle and take off. Every one of them knows they're going to get caught because there's more police helicopters in California than anywhere.
Yeah.
But, and there's no, it's not like there's trees to hide under. Right. It's California. So they all get caught. They know this, but they make it a big show.
Well, Kevin Federline was really trying to revive his dancing career.
Nice. And you know what? With today's society, you never know. That could be the best way to do it. So
right.
It's a funny thing. Remember when you had to watch, before YouTube, you had to watch these things on videos. If you watched, like 15 videos would be on one that you bought. 13 of them would be from Los Angeles. It was ironic. It was so weird.
Great dancing.
Yeah. Well, I didn't see his moves yet, but I look forward to checking it out.
Right.
If you leave your trash barrels outside for 2 days after the trucks came, I mean, everybody sees that your vehicles are coming and going. You're clearly home. What's going on here?
Oh, I know what's going on.
Move them back to the house.
No, this is what's going on in my house, too.
What's that?
My husband will say things like, you know, you can help out by bringing back the garbage barrels. And I say things like, that I don't do that.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it's 3 days.
It's a standoff?
It's a standoff.
Okay, I see.
So clearly that's what's going on with your neighbors.
Right,
house.
They're staring each other down on this, on the trash barrels. Meaningly, in the meanwhile, all the rest of us are staring at them.
Yeah.
It's like garbage pickup was like 3 days ago. What are you
seriously,
doing?
Seriously.
Listen, you hold your ground, woman. That's all I'm saying.
So we actually have garbage pickup today, but if you're the person that drags your trash and your recycling bin so slowly across the pavement at 11 o'clock at night. That's all I need to know about you.
Is she elderly? Should you be helping her?
No, this is a fully
husband
grown man.
Husband passed away? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I
come
mean,
on,
you
man.
Made a lot
just
of assumptions there.
I was just trying to give some backstory.
Yep.
Nope. Fully right. grown man. Come on, man. Just pick it up.
You want to chime in too, call us. 1-800-330-9999. All you got to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. What's the one food that once you start eating it, you can't stop? 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven, Star 99.9. I think this is a lot about your personality and what that food is.
And what are we talking about? Are we talking about like a can of cashews? Are we talking about like something like, you opened it.
You open up
even
a
if
bag
you have to sneak,
it,
even or, if yep. you have to sneak it, you're going to finish that thing.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I understand that.
Yeah.
With me, it's soda.
So, I mean, you just drink an entire 2-liter thing of soda?
Actually, yeah, it's kind of a problem for me, and that's a real thing. So, like, if I crack open a 2-liter, like, I have to finish that 2-liter, and I'll be drinking from the bottle every time I walk by the kitchen. People know not to drink the Coca-Cola in my house unless I've put it aside, and I'm like, that's the guest Coca-Cola because it's my bottle of Coca-Cola.
Wow.
It's really intense.
You can't just pour yourself a glass and be happy with it?
Here's the thing. So I get all sorts of weird about it, and Yeah, this is going to sound nuts. Okay, all right. So basically,
I mean, too late.
No matter what, no matter what size the bottle is, I don't know if it's my need for sugar, my desire to do the bad thing, which is drink it as quickly as possible, because then I'm like, once the bottle's finished, I'm like, well, I'll do better tomorrow.
Right.
Or I'll be better in the future. And, of course, the future starts right after I've done the bad thing.
Oh, of course.
Or if it's the craziness in my head where I'm like, the CO2 is going to run out, man. It's leaking out. Uh-huh. Every minute from the moment you open that bottle of soda to the time that it's finished, that soda is just depreciating. It's like a vehicle you just drove off the used car lot. You got to finish it, man.
Like I said,
I get crazy with it.
The thing that you like eat uncontrollably is it says a lot about your personality. I mean, that you sound insane.
I would mainline it if I could, man. I would just put it on an IV drip.
Yeah. I just imagine like somebody asking if he wants like a glass of soda, and they're holding a glass in one hand and a 2-liter bottle of soda in the other, and he just takes the 2-liter bottle of soda and starts chugging it.
I mean, I could go like one of those scenes where the guy walks into the bar and he's really upset, and he's like, give me a drink, and they put one drink, and he's like, leave the bottle. Same thing, but with Coca-Cola for me. Yeah, no, it's an issue. It's a real thing. And don't even get me started on, you're like, put it in a glass, that wouldn't happen.
No, you figure it out of the bottle.
I don't like it in glasses. I like it in certain cups.
Christian, what's the one thing that you eat uncontrollably?
Salt and vinegar chips. I'm pretty sure I'm like 90% salt.
Makes
like,
so much sense.
Doesn't it? It says so much about his personality.
You young kids.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means, but yeah, it's one of those things. Every single time, like the big bag, I'm like, okay, this is mine.
Are you a salt and vinegar person, Anna? Do you go salt and vinegar?
I like them, but I would never choose them.
Right. They would not be on my Rushmore of chips.
Yeah.
They're one of your top selections if you're not your
top.
That makes sense because I feel like because you're young and you're versatile and you like, you know, you don't have your life figured out yet. So salt and vinegar is a little bit
confused. Right. Susanna.
Versatile sounds like a compliment. Life figured out, not figured out. Right. Doesn't sound like a compliment.
Right. You see, she doubled back there.
It's the best of both worlds.
I got a 50-50 on that one.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Stacy's pita chips. They sell them at Costco in the family size, but I would never share them with my family.
I can't do pita chips. I can't do them. Do you dip them?
No, I just eat them by the handful. I just shove them in my mouth. They're so delicious. I can't stop.
Really?
I can't stop. Like, it's a problem. The minute, like, and then it's at Costco, I'll walk by them and I'll be like, nope. Do not.
Right.
Do not.
Right. Because if they end up in the cart, it's over.
And then the minute I get home, I just open it and I'm like, it says the serving is 14. I'm just going to have 14. And then the next thing I know, I'm like, there's nothing left. There's nothing left in this bag.
They always look good, but when I taste one, I'm always so unsatisfied with the pita chips. I can't do it unless there's a serious dip up there. It's like dipping a toe in a pool in February. It looks good outside. It's sunny, but no.
It's not really going to be pleasant. In the end.
What's the one food that you start eating and you can't stop? We're going to see what it says about your personality. Give us a call at 1-800-330-9999. And it's Anna and Raven. What is it?
Good and plenty, honey.
Good and plenty.
Oh, I know what that means.
Good and plenty. And those circus peanuts.
The circus peanuts. I'm down with the circus peanuts. Any nuts served hot is, it's delicious, right? Reminds me of the baseball game.
Let me take a stab at this. Based on that, I'm going to guess, and you can tell me if I'm way off base. You're a woman in your mid-50s. Right? And I'm going to guess that you grew up going to movies.
No, I grew up in Europe, but there's no baseball there. Not like they have here in the United States.
No.
But are you in your mid-50s?
I am in my mid-50s.
I mean, I feel like that's a win for me. I'm telling you, I can do this. 1-800.
You got one thing right.
Close enough. I mean, I guessed her age. I could work as a carnival barker. 1-800-330-9999. What's the one food that once you start eating it, you absolutely can't stop? And I'm going to tell you all about you based just on that.
Right.
Hi, Anna and Raven. What is it?
Linder's White Chocolate. There are Walmarts all over Connecticut that are out because of me.
Girl, you are classy. Classy.
I'm just going to say this, Walmart is out of everything everywhere, and it's not because of you. They just won't restock. I don't know what anybody's doing at Walmart right now.
Hold on.
But that is a classy chocolate. Hold on. Anna is reaching into her clairvoyant brain.
White chocolate. She's going to tell you about yourself. I'm going to say, and you tell me if I'm right.
Right.
About 46, 47 years old. And you love to watch reality TV show.
You're almost right. I'm 48, but I hate reality television.
There you go.
But I'm really close on this age thing.
I mean, you really are, though.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. Have a good morning.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the one food that once you start eating it, you can't stop?
Pizza. No matter how many slices I have, I want to go back till that box is finished.
And do you feel bad about yourself after, or you just feel bad about the fact that you weren't able to get another slice into your gullet?
I feel bad that I didn't order that second piece.
Right,
yes.
Right. Fair enough. All right, hold on.
Anna, let me take a stab at this.
Right, she will look into her crystal ball.
Okay, I'm going to guess about 41, 42 years old, and I'm going to say you have some kind of... I want to say almost like you're a teacher. Am I close?
What?
Not even close. 52 and I'm an electrician.
Oh. I was going to go with like a
She's so good
worker.
At this. She's so good at this, sir. Right. Thank you for the call.
Let me try again. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the one food that once you eat it, you can't stop?
A teacher.
White cheddar popcorn.
Oh, I can tell you all
smart
about
food,
you.
Smart food, whole bag. Yeah. Whole bag. Because it's so smart that the calories barely count. So I just eat the whole bag.
Do you watch The Real Housewives?
Nope.
Yep, I didn't think so. But I'm going
to
guess.
I'll let you in on a little secret after. Guess, and then I'll tell you afterwards.
Okay, go ahead, Anna.
I'm going to guess you're about 43 years old, 44.
Nope.
No? All right. Well, what is it?
What's your
Anna,
secret?
Anna, you know me. It's a knot.
Oh, a knot. Well, then I know you.
You should have been ready, Anna.
I know. Sorry.
Thanks for the call. Have a good morning.
Maybe I'm not as good as this as I thought.
Anna and Raven, what is the guilty pleasure, the thing that you start eating, you can't stop?
I can't stop eating Entenmann's Softy Donuts.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
So, do you go with the variety pack where you get the chocolate covered, the powder, and the classic donut, or do you go all powdered, or do you go all chocolate? What do you do?
Oh, I get the ones that are like cinnamon powdered and the white powdered and then the cream.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's like a donut covered in Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Get one free.
All right, I'm gonna read
right,
you.
Right, it's always buy one get one free, and you can't resist. I'm with you on that.
Are you a Virgo?
I know.
Wait,
I'm not. I'm close.
Leo?
Yes.
Yep. See, look at me.
I mean, it only took you twice.
Well, but I was close enough. There's a lot of different signs.
Right, but you're supposed to. I mean, it's only something amazing if you hit it on the head.
Whatever. I think that's a win. All right, thank you for the call.
You're not going to make any more guesses.
Thanks, guys.
Have a great morning.
Oh, my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
It's engagement week on the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Tammy and Joel joining us together this morning. Tammy, let's start with you. What's going on?
Me and Joel are getting married, and I'm so excited, but creating our invite list, there's just kind of like this odd conversation that we've been having. He wants to invite all his coworkers, which is fine, but he used to date one of them. His ex-girlfriend is his coworker, and they're teachers, so they have to see each other every day, and I'm fine with that. But I don't really understand why he would want to invite her to our wedding.
Hmm.
Tricky thing when you're doing the wedding invite list, especially if it's somebody you worked with. I mean, you're going to invite everybody but her, or are you going to invite nobody from work?
Joel, are you still good friends with her?
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. Tammy's met her several times. You know, we've hung out together, and I get, you know, inviting your ex to a wedding could be kind of weird, but, you know, we've been broken up for so long, and we're friends, we work together, and it would be very strange if I invited everybody else I work with except for her. She would know exactly what's going on, and it would make it very awkward every day at work for the foreseeable future.
But, Joel, do you really think she's waiting for an invitation? And we haven't hung out with her like, hey, we're all going to the mall. No, it's like, here's a work thing, and everyone's together. I think she knows that it's awkward.
The thing is, though, if you don't invite her, and she's obviously going to talk with other coworkers about it, then you appear petty. I mean, if you invite her, she at least has the option of saying no. I understand what you're saying. It's weird, but there's always a couple people on a guest list where it's weird with.
Yeah.
No, I don't think that's the case. I think she knows she's your ex, and she knows exes don't often get invited to weddings.
Well, guys, what we do is ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Joel, that if you're going to invite coworkers and she's a coworker and you have a good relationship, what's the big deal? She's your ex. Clearly, that time in your life when you dated is over at this point if you're getting married. But they may see your side too, Tammy, that it's just strange to invite an ex to a wedding, and she's probably going to understand why she didn't get that invite and probably doesn't want to go either, to be honest.
Right.
Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah.
Great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Yeah, I'm on the husband's side, actually. I work in a school district, And I think it would be awkward if everyone got an invitation and not her.
I mean, we're all adults. What's the difference, right? She already won.
Exactly. She should have enough confidence to know that the other one's going to feel like it's awkward and she'll probably decline.
When the choice is between being petty or graceful, be graceful. You always come out looking better.
I'll tell you what, that ex is showing up with a real hot dress on and a blowout. I'm sure of that. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Hi, I'm on his side. I think she needs to get over the fact that they're exes because they work together. He's being professional, and her insecurities are showing through. Invite her. If she chooses not to come, then she chooses not to come. But I think it's ridiculous to have everybody come except for one.
Thank you for the call. Have a good morning. You know, you mentioned before that, of course, you know, the ex is going to show up looking great with a blowout and all that stuff. There's no way she can contend with the bride.
No,
the bride
course.
Is going to be the best in the room.
Hey, let me flip that. Would you go to an ex's wedding if you were invited?
I would if I was invited. I feel like, you know, you both want to show that you're adults and you're happy for them.
There's not one ex in my life that I would be like, yeah, I'm cool going to their wedding.
Yeah, but you were betrothed to your husband at 8 years old. So
true.
The last ex you had was like...
in high school.
Right.
Yeah, seriously. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
The husband-to-be. He now has a professional relationship with his ex-girlfriend. And it should be respected. People change, relationships change, situations change, life goes on.
Right.
Life goes on. To not invite that ex-girlfriend would be childish.
Thank you for the call. Have a good morning.
Thank you.
You know, always ask yourself, what would they do on This Is Us, Anna? They'd invite her. And then they would all share a moment at the end of the show. Mm. Somebody would cry. Probably us.
Everybody would cry.
I mean, I would cry.
Everyone. Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on her side. The person that you chose, their feelings are much more important to how you look to your colleagues at work. Can't go backwards and do it over again. And she has to spend her day really focused on their marriage and enjoying themselves and not really thinking about the presence of the ex.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Joel, our audience agrees with you. If you feel like you have a good enough relationship with her and you're inviting other coworkers, you know, what's one more invite? Tammy, you're going to have to just kind of turn your head to this one.
Yeah.
I promise it won't be weird. It'll be fine. We'll barely even see her, talk to her. There's going to be so many other people there. It's going to be fine.
That's true. Yeah. You always put the coworkers like next to like the DJ, you know, like wherever it's loudest and no one wants to see them.
or by a window or something.
With the strange leftovers that are on that list, right?
Yeah. Well, guys, we wish you the best of luck. And if anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com. If you missed it earlier this week, they announced the lineup for Woodstock 50, Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. And there's a lot of really... you know, very famous names on this list.
Is there really?
Well, yeah,
I
think
mean, you're
so.
Excited.
I'm excited about it.
I'm like, not so excited.
Dead & Company is back. Robert Plant. You know,
Dead & Company. Yeah. That's the name you spit out? You can't wait to see Dead & Company? Are
no.
you serious?
I'm going to be really honest with you. Who I'm excited for is Jay-Z, Miley Cyrus, The Killers, Imagine Dragons, Lumineers. That's who I want to see, and they're all going to be there,
those
too.
Those are all fair.
Yeah.
Those funny, though, the first name you go to drop is Dead & Company.
I feel like you guys, Woodstock, you got it, right? So I'm looking at the rest of this lineup, and some of the names of these bands are really interesting. So I thought we would play, is this a real band playing Woodstock?
Okay.
Or did I just make up the name of this band?
Oh, okay. So you're going to ask me and then I get to tell you?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
How about the band Grandson?
Grandson's not a band. That's ridiculous. What?
This is Grandson. Sounds good. I guess.
Oh, that grandson sounds so angry.
Yeah.
Who's that angry when you go over grandma's house?
Nobody.
Nobody's that angry. Grandma makes you the sandwiches you want, takes you out.
Right. Sneaks you the extra meatball.
You go to the children's museum.
Right.
I mean, serious. I mean, that's what my childhood was like. What's going on?
Not his. He was very angry.
Right?
Yeah. How about the band Bobbin' for Goldfish?
Bobbin' for Goldfish. That's not a band.
You're right. I just made that up.
All right.
But that's a good name for a band, right?
It's not a band. I almost went that it was a band.
Yeah.
I almost said it was.
How about Fever 333?
Fever 333 doesn't make any sense because you'd be dead at like 106.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not a band.
This is your kind of music. This is like your...
You're so into this.
No, that was me like 1999.
Yeah,
though.
You're really
so angry.
You were just complaining that Seven Dust isn't on this.
That was a private joke, and I wanted you. But if you're listening, LaJean, we're still boys.
Yeah. Okay, how about the band Throwback Thursday?
Throwback Thursday. That sounds real because it's a catchy title. That sounds real.
No, I just made that up.
Oh.
But you're right. That is a great name for a band. So if anybody wants to take that, I will sell you the rights to it.
Smart.
Yep.
Did you buy that website, too, like you do all your co-hosts?
You think I own throwbackthursday.com?
That would be great.
Yeah.
You'd probably be retired.
How about Nonco and Medicine for the People?
Nonco and Medicine for the People. That's got to be a band because it's so weird of a name.
Yep.
That is not what I expected them to sound like, though. That is what I'll tell you.
But it certainly, doesn't that certainly sound like somebody that should be playing Woodstock?
It does. It does. Right. Dead and Company. That's their ex-guitarist or something.
Uh-huh. How about Mama's Got a New Bag?
Mama's
Got a New Bag.
No, it sounds too classic for me. That is not a band.
You're right. I made that up.
Oh, yeah. Look at me go.
All right. One more. Run the Jewels.
Run the Jewels. That's a band. That's a great name. That's a great name. Nice.
Yeah.
On the contrary, that sounds exactly like I expected it
to. All right, we're going to have more Woodstock bands, real or fake, coming up tomorrow morning right here on Star.
Have a problem? Anna's daughter Hayden can tell you what to do.
Don't get in trouble after 5 p.m. Otherwise, you'll probably get dessert taken away from you.
Love issues?
If he doesn't show up on a horse on your first date, he's probably not your parent.
Life problems?
Just tell your boss the truth. You want to put a playground with a slide in your office building so you can have recess during the work day.
Life advice with Hayden Zeff, Star 99.9.
That's right. If you ever need life advice, you can email my daughter Hayden, Hayden@star999.com. She's only 10 years old, but man, does she have a lot of advice to give.
Yeah, there's no filter from kids. It comes straight from the heart there. And Hayden's heart, well, it doesn't hesitate. It'll give it right to you, even with no degree, but there's no copay.
That's right. Pretty straightforward email today, Hayden. It says, "Hi, Hayden. I'm having a hard time memorizing multiplication tables. Do you have any suggestions?"
Well, memorizing multiplication tables can be somewhat tricky. What I'd suggest is you can write in little boxes in a notebook or on a piece of paper, like 1, and then write 1 times 1 equals 1, 1 times 2 equals 2, and everywhere you need it, just keep it near you.
Right, but if you're taking a test and you have to answer things quickly, you can't just look at a sheet that has all the answers.
Then think about your fingers. If you're doing something like 7 times 4. You can hold out 4 fingers.
What's 7 times 4?
28.
Okay, continue.
You can hold out 4 fingers and go, and you think, if you split 4 apart, 2 fingers is 7, 7 plus 7 is 14. The other 2 fingers are 7 plus 7, which is 14 plus 14, which is 28.
What's 8 times 6?
48.
It's 9 times 3?
27.
What's 12 times 10?
120.
It's 11 times 11.
132.
All right. Any other tips?
Have your mom or dad quiz you on them. Or, easier suggestion, get a calculator.
I'm surprised you even know what a calculator is.
It's on everybody's phone. Who doesn't?
I don't think that she realizes that calculators were their own entity before they just showed up on your phone. You know? Like, does anybody even have a real calculator anymore?
I'll say this. I would have to venture to think that Hayden's math is better than yours.
What's 9 times 7?
9 times 7 is... Wow.
Jeez. Uh-huh. On the spot.
Right?
What's 9 times 7?
It's 62, isn't it?
No, it's 63.
63.
What's 7 times 8?
7 times 8 is 56.
Okay. Producer Christian, 12 times 7. Go.
88.
No.
84.
72. No, it's 84. Wow. Maybe you guys should listen to this.
You have to warm up. Yikes. That's the thing about math. If you haven't been doing it in a while,
you gotta do like 1 plus 1, 2 plus 2.
Go out there and get that engine running, you know?
If you need life advice, email me, Hayden@star999.com. Hayden, Hayden, @star999.com. See you next week.
I dealt with 40-degree weather at Tony Robbins' seminar in L.A. for 4 full days, and I fly on a red eye, and still you give me no respect.
I mean, it's true.
But the heat's off here, too.
I know. Real great building you got here.
So My comedic idol is Lisa Lampanelli, and
yeah,
she's joining us here this morning on Star 99.9. Like, I've said that since the day I've met you. You know that's, like, that's a fact. You're the reason why I wanted to be a stand-up comedian.
I blame myself.
You should. So I gave up doing stand-up comedy years ago, and now tomorrow night at Vinnie Brand's Stress Factory, I'm going to be back on the stand-up stage opening for Jessica Kirsten.
Wait a minute!
You didn't know that Jessica...
Jessica is my favorite female comic besides me of all time.
Yeah. So now you really have to go.
I am going. Yeah. I've always said if there are two female comics I'd pay to see, it's me and Jessica, but I'd pay more to see me because I'm that much better than everybody.
Right.
But, dude, I'm so excited.
I thought
you were just yenting it up there with other women comics. Now you tell me a real comic's going to be there? I'm excited. I'm coming.
I know.
We have a table for, I think, 9 people.
Yeah. So,
don't worry. If you want, I'll take your routine and I'll yell it out to you if you're stupid enough to forget it.
Well, that's the question I have, Lisa, is that, you know, it's been a long time since I've done stand-up, and, you know, it's like a 15-minute, 20-minute set. It's a long set
it's too
for
much.
Me.
Wait a minute. You said 10 minutes before.
Yeah.
Now you're going 20
but
minutes.
Thank you, Raven. Let's limit her.
Seriously.
How long should an audience... They tortured people at Guantanamo less.
Right.
I mean, come on.
I don't mean
to be negative, but suppose you suck.
Right. What if I forget things? What do I do?
Listen, here's what I used to tell my opener when I was doing stand-up. I said, Frank, you gay, if you forget it, the audience doesn't know you forgot it. It's not like you handed out scripts to them and they're supposed to keep track.
Right.
I said, if you're funny for 5 minutes, it's better than me being mediocre for 15. It's like when you're in bed.
Mm-hmm.
Short and sweet. And then get the hell out before they kick you in the ass.
I like it.
So listen, like if you forget, you forget. But it's not like it's the last time you're ever going to do it, hopefully.
Well, what if it is?
Well, you know what? You're in control.
Yeah.
There's a reason Vinnie Brand of Vinnie Brand and or Stress Factory told you to do this, because he knows you have an audience that will come. He likes money, even though he's not Jewish.
Right.
So here's what I say. There's no way this can be a losing situation
Stay
for you.
Over here.
You can absolutely make money for Vinnie. You can go on that stage again. I would not worry. Honestly, you're adding too much stress.
Will you hold my hand the whole time?
Absolutely not. Oh. You're a lesbo.
All right.
I mean, she's going to hang out next to me so we can both get
your
demise.
To?
Of course.
Oh, my God. We're so going to have fun. I mean, I can't even believe it.
It's a lot of pressure to actually do stand up in front of you. You know that, right?
Listen, if you like, I'll put in earplugs like I was intending to.
Okay.
I was like, I plaster that smile on my face.
Right.
It's like, oh,
people will think you're engaged. Right. I mean, you just did that for Tony Robbins for
four
days.
So. You know what's wild about me with stand-up, though? I literally get a kick out of most stand-ups. Like, when I'm in person live with them, I just start laughing because I think it's really fun.
Okay.
I get caught up in the moment. So you as a friend probably won't happen.
Right.
Right.
Because
yep.
I view you as a friend more than a stand-up.
It's true.
But
that was your ultimate goal.
Some acting.
Right. That is my goal. My
that
goal
was your ultimate goal.
For you to be my
That's
best
true.
Friend.
Lisa,
what?
You kept her out of the friend zone for years. I mean, you've kept her at arm's length or further.
And now we're friends.
And now she sucked you in by this through guilt.
She worked her little magic here.
Right.
It's like, oh, she'd back off a little now. She's coming on strong again. I get it, stalker.
Right.
Calm down.
Right.
But I'm coming tomorrow night. I will be in support of you. You know my sister's going. She's going to laugh and laugh. She has the best laugh in the business.
Well, that's how I got Lisa to be my friend, was that I became friends with her sister so that she had no choice.
Right.
I know.
I said I was
going to
take over her family.
I think you're coming over for Easter.
I can't wait.
Which is so weird.
Yeah.
It is weird.
All right. We have a pair of tickets right now if you want to go.
And remember, listen, go to see Jessica Kirsten. Here's the thing.
Right.
I am so happy that Jess is going to be there. Here's what I say to you listeners out there. Call in for these tickets or go online and get them. Because I'm going to tell you something. You'll have to really sweat your way through Anna, but Jessica's worth
it. It's true. That's what I keep telling people.
Yeah.
I go, even if I bomb, like, Jessica's hilarious.
And you're not going to bomb. Right. You're
going to do
performer.
Just fine.
I think she's going to be fine. Give us a sample. What's one joke?
Quick. I can't. I'm too nervous. All right.
Yeah,
Raven,
keep her in line.
Call 1-800-330-9999. We'll take a winner for these tickets.
March Sadness with Hannah and Raven on Star 99.9.
That's right. While everybody's all consumed of basketball here, we're only into March Sadness, where we're looking to crown the saddest song of all time. And helping us this morning, Lisa Lampanelli, my comedic icon.
I love sadness. And I want to, by the way, rename this show the Raven Does All the Work Show. Because you sit there just doing nothing while Raven's pushing buttons.
Spoon-feeding.
Just doing everything.
I mean, if you watch a volleyball game, right? Like this, I set it up and she spikes it.
Exactly.
What's going on
I didn't
there.
Understand that reference, right. But God bless you.
I am so glad that you're here. Because I know that you embrace sadness. You do.
Oh, my God. I love sadness.
Yeah, you get
I
right
say,
into it.
I say feelings can't kill you. You got to cry your way through.
Right. Yeah.
So let me hear these sad songs.
All right. Today's matchup is a big one. We got Adele, Someone Like You.
Never mind, I'll find someone like you.
That's sad.
Because she never will.
She wishes nothing but the best for you.
Is that the song, Anna, where she says that the dude moved out of the country to get away from her?
Listen.
I believe that's another one. I believe that's another one, but they're all sad.
And they all leave her.
Right.
So sad.
I mean, he moves out of the country.
That's really bad. I've had guys move out of, you know,
right.
my
up his
area.
Citizenship.
If you would.
He
yeah.
gives up his citizenship to get away
sad.
From her.
And,
and sad thing is he moved to Serbia.
I mean
when you move to Croatia,
right.
it's not that bad.
Right.
Okay.
Now, you think that one would just be lights out, but then
no. Uh-oh. But then coming up next, the challenger, Elton John, "Candle in the Wind."
Oh, come on!
Yeah,
that's not even playing fair.
Right? I mean, they literally killed Princess Diana to make this song a hit.
They have adapted.
I mean, it was
about
Marilyn Monroe.
I know, but then they
about?
Brought it back when Princess
no,
Diana
they
died.
They adapted
and
it,
it
for
again.
A funeral.
Yeah, of course. But Marilyn Monroe was
of
a big
course.
Deal when she died too.
She says, "Of course," like it had to happen that way.
I know.
Suspicious.
Yeah, but he didn't play it at Marilyn Monroe's
I would
funeral.
Like to just say, Anna, I guess this bit is why they call it the blues. Okay.
Got it.
Good song.
I just Elton John.
Great
you.
Counterpoint. Good. Good
oh, my God. Which one's sadder?
Which one is sadder? They're both incredibly sad.
All right. So here are my thoughts. All
okay.
Right? Elton brings this one out every time somebody's in a box.
You're right.
All right? Every time somebody's in a box. And that's final. Sadness on a daily basis. Somebody moved out of the country to get away from you. You can get over that. There's Tinder. You can swipe
good
left.
Good point. Good point.
You can find somebody. There's hope. Not much.
I mean,
you listen to our
well,
wife,
but me, Raven,
hope.
My opinion is I can't give an opinion. I have to recuse myself because I keep thinking of the word. You keep saying box.
Right.
And I think of Adele, and I can't think
oh,
of those two
okay.
words in the
okay.
same sentence.
Wow.
That's how I'm trying to keep it nice. Clean
how
until
well,
Anna said when I yell.
Okay. Here. Excuse me.
Here's how well I know Lisa Lampanelli. The minute she said box, I'm like, nope.
Yeah,
right.
That's
like,
why I said
I recuse.
Right. I
recuse. 1-800-330-9999. You're going to be judge. Who's making it to the Elite Eight? Adele, Someone Like You, or Elton John, A Candle in the Wind? Taking your votes, 1-800-330-9999. What is making it to the Elite Eight in March Sadness? We have Adele, Someone Like You, Elton John, A Candle in the Wind. I'm looking on our Facebook page, and I find it interesting when people vote for Someone Like You, because I think... Elton John, whenever you hear him, like, that's got to be your go-to, right?
I know.
This is a generational social media thing.
That's the problem.
Think, right?
He's endured everything. Mm-hmm. Elton has loved.
Right.
Yeah.
And he has lost.
Yes, he has.
Why has Adele lost not a pound?
That... I was going to say something, but now I'm pulling back.
1-800-330-9999. Give us your vote. What do you think should make it to the Elite Eight in March Sadness? Your vote is what's going to bring it over the edge. Adele, Someone Like You, Elton John, A Candle in the Wind.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
Dude, it wasn't cheap.
You ought to know. You bought
spent
it.
Spent hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
Are you awake? Yeah. As soon as your eyes shut, I'm going to punch you square in the face.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
I'm not going back to being poor and dancing at the wizard's dinner.
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scap Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Alex, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Alex.
All right, Alex, Raven is walking out of here. What I'm going to do is ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. He can't hear us because that door is closed. I'm going to invite him back in, ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, we're going to give you a $100 gift card to Little Pub. You ready?
Yes.
Number 1, fans at Ariana Grande concerts can register to do this. What is it?
Talk to Ariana.
Number 2, this company just bought the film and TV assets of 21st Century Fox for $71.3 billion. Who is it?
Disney.
Number 3, they've announced Bill and Ted 3 is in production and will be out next August. What actors play Bill and Ted?
Keanu Reeves and, that blonde guy always gets me. I'm sorry, Anna.
That's okay. Number four, Jessica Simpson and Eric Johnson welcome their 10-pound, 13-ounce baby girl named Birdie May. With the addition of Birdie, how many children do they have together?
Four.
And number five, this 27-dresses actress, originally from New Canaan, will return to comedy with a CBS series called Our House. What actress is it?
I don't know. I'm so sorry, Anna.
Wow, Alex. Hold on. Let me bring Raven back in.
I'm so sorry.
All right, how'd you do?
On the day that you said you were questionable, Alex got one right.
Oh, Alex.
I knew him all this week, every single one.
All right, let's rock and roll. Here we go.
Number one, fans at Ariana Grande concerts can register to do this.
Are they going to be able to register to vote?
That is correct. Vote. You guys are tied at one. Number two, this company just bought the film and TV assets of 21st Century Fox for $71.3 billion.
It's Disney, and I hope they don't kill Deadpool. Free Deadpool.
All right.
Free Deadpool.
Alex, with that, Raven has already beat you, but let's keep going. Number three, they've announced Bill and Ted 3 is in production and will be out next August. Huh. What actors play Bill and Ted?
Keanu Reeves. And Alex Winter, and I was just telling you before that Alex Winter needs some work done. I would never say this on anybody, but it just, it looks not good.
All right.
It's not good, Alex.
Number four, Jessica Simpson and Eric Johnson welcomed their 10-pound, 13-ounce baby girl named Birdie May. With the addition of Birdie, how many children do they have?
That's three.
That is three. You are correct.
Oh.
Number five, this 27-dresses actress, originally from New Canaan, will return to a comedy with CBS called Our House. What actress is it?
They're really giving Katherine Heigl another job?
Yes.
Another job.
I mean, she's nice.
She's got so many jobs, Anna Zapp.
Well, good for her. I mean...
No, because the shows all fail. How is it good for her?
Well, I mean...
I guess it's good for her. I'm not sure it's good for the network.
I mean, the big rumor was that she was difficult, but...
Super nasty.
She can't be that difficult.
It's not a rumor. You saw the interviews after This Is 40 or what it is, Knocked Up. She slagged everybody that made her and gave her a movie career.
I don't know. Let's give her another shot. Let's be nice.
No!
All right. Alex, Raven beat you 5-1 this morning.
It's Alex from Shelton. Dang you, Raven.
Yeah. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. All right. Make sure you're listening at 5:30 this afternoon to Kevin Begley. We'll give you the first two answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. We call it the cheat sheet.
I wonder if Katherine Heigl wants to play.
Good stories, good thoughts. Good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Powered by Sprint. Star 99.9.
Anytime that we can take a local company here and we can basically have them do a day of giving, it's always exciting. And that's why joining us in the studio this morning, it's Mitch from Jersey Mike's. Next Wednesday, the 27th, is a big day, the day of giving. Can you tell us all about it?
Wednesday, the 27th, we'll be giving 100% of sales in all of our 9 Connecticut locations to local charities. It's every penny brought in the door will be going back out to kids and veterans and high schools in your community. So we'd appreciate you coming out and supporting us.
Yeah.
I love that, you know, because when you walk up to a register, so many places nowadays, they're doing some sort of collection, right? Do you want to donate a dollar to this? Do you want to do that or whatever? But you always have to question yourself, where is it going? And while there are plenty of people in need, you want to see those things back in the areas because that's where you see the need the most. Plus, I get a great sandwich.
Right. Anyway, let's talk about the organizations that this is supporting. American Heart Association here in Connecticut, Glastonbury Education Foundation, Make-A-Wish Connecticut, and Take a Vet Fishing, which I've never even heard of, but sounds awesome. What's that about?
Yeah, Mark Ferns in Brantford. He's a good character. If you've ever been there, you're going to get great service and be greeted with a smile. But just something he feels really strongly about. They do it every year. And his, you know, Take a Veterans Fishing, those guys, those vets, they're out in the community. They're really, you know, pushing to raise money for this. It's been a pretty special partnership up there. So I think we've all been affected by veterans. So it's definitely a spot you want to go in and help them. Eat a sandwich, and all the money is going to go to someone that fought for our freedom. So be a part of it.
Studies have shown that PTSD fishing, it's a great benefit, actually.
Really?
So I know some of the people involved with that charity, and they really do have a passion for it. And they tell me that it's like night and day. Guys get out there, and they're feeling good.
Oh, it's so cool. All these organizations are awesome. But you always hear like a portion of donations or a portion of sales.
Right. And it's never defined.
Right.
Because it could be nothing.
Exactly. So when Jersey Mike's is coming out and they're like, no, no, no. all day, the 27th, next Wednesday. Every Connecticut Jersey Mike's location is a part of it. That's a big deal.
Nationwide, every single store. So we have 1,500 locations. It's our 9th annual, and every single location, over 200 charities, will be giving 100% of sales. So it's a company motto, and it's something we feel really strongly about. And like they mentioned, it's all local. It's every dollar, every penny brought in. We're also matching all month long. We match donations at the register. You donate a dollar, you get a dollar off. $3 gets you a free combo. And $5, a $5 donation gets you a free regular size sandwich on your next visit.
Wow.
So come in now and support us if you can't be there on the 27th. But, you know, there's going to be a lot of energy there on the 27th. We're going to have families from these charities. There's going to be veterans in the Branford store. And all these organizations are going to have soldiers on the ground trying to keep you guys excited and entertained while we're raising money for the prospective charities.
Jersey Mike's Month of Giving is going on now. You get all these deals and you get to help out throughout the month. But make sure you save the date next Wednesday, the 27th. 100% of your purchases are going to go help these local Connecticut charities.
I'm starving. Let's do some good.
Yep. Thanks, Mitch.
You're welcome. Appreciate you having us here today.
The Anna and Raven Show.